بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 15th session, not 15th lesson. We're only on lesson 9. This is our 15th session from Medina Book 1. And this lesson, which we began last week, we started to talk about the Naat and Man'ut. That is the adjective and the word that it qualifies or describes. Whoever was here before the Salat, we talked about it a little bit. We reviewed this concept and we mentioned a couple of points that are very, very important. And then after we talk about that, inshallah, we'll go right into what remains of the lesson. Unless you have any questions, okay? As a quick review, we said that the Naat and Man'ut, the Naat and Man'ut has some rules. But before we talk about those rules, what is a Naat and what is a Man'ut? Who can tell me what is a Naat? What is a Naat? Naam, Ibrahim.
A Naat is an adjective.
A Naat is an adjective. Okay, so who can tell me what is an adjective? What does that mean, an adjective? Naam.
It qualifies a noun.
It qualifies a noun. What does that mean, to qualify a noun?
It gives it
some characteristic, it describes it, tells us something about it, right? Gives us some kind of description, okay, about a noun. طيب, that's the Naat, the adjective. So what is the Man'ut? Naam, Ahmed. It's the noun that's being qualified, the noun that's being described. Okay, so what is all of this about? We're saying it's a Naat, and it's a Man'ut, it's an adjective, and it's a noun that's being described. What does all that mean? For example, we have this here, these two words. Waladun Sagirun. Waladun Sagirun. Waladun is a Man'ut. A word that's being described. What is the description of it? Sagirun. Sagirun is an adjective describing Waladun. What does Waladun mean? Waladun means a boy. Now I want to describe the boy. I want to tell you something about the boy. I'll give you a description of the boy. This boy, if I describe him, I will tell you that he's big, or he's small, or he's tall, or he's short, or he's fat, or he's skinny, or something. He's rich, he's poor, something about the boy, right? That's the description. So waladun is the man'ut, the noun that's being described, that's being qualified. And we're describing it with sagirun. We say, what kind of waladun? Sagirun. What kind of boy is it? A small boy. So what do we mean by a Naat? We mean a word that describes another word. A noun that describes another noun. The one that's describing, okay, is called the Naat. Sagirun. And the word that is describing, walaikum salam, or that is qualifying, is called the Man'ut. Okay, so that's what we mean by Naat and Man'ut. Okay, for example, another example, we have Bintun Sagiratun. Bintun is the Man'ut, the word that's being described. And what is the description of it? Sagiratun. What kind of bint is it? Sagiratun. A small girl. Okay? It's incumbent that we must understand well and not have any doubt about this issue. What is the Man'ut and what is a Naat? It's very important that we understand this. If we know what is a Man'ut, a noun that is being qualified, that's being described by another word, and we know what is a Naat, the one that's describing, that's qualifying, it's telling us something about the first one. If we know what that is, then we should know that in Arabic there are four rules that apply to the Naat and the Man'ut. There are four rules. In this lesson, number 9, we're going to talk about three of them. And the fourth one we'll take later on down the line. Okay? We're going to talk about three of those rules that are applied to the Naat and the Man'ut. And the first of those rules is that the Naat, which follows the word that it's describing, the Naat, if it follows it, comes after it, it also must follow it in these three matters that we're going to talk about in this lesson. Meaning, it must comply, it must agree, it must be in accordance with the word that is following. The follower has to follow the leader, right? So the Man'ut is the leader, and the Naat is the follower. If the Man'ut goes right,
The knot has to go right. The manut is the first, the word that comes first, right? If it goes left, the one that's following got to go left with it. So it has to follow it in four matters, three of which we're going to talk about in this lesson. Okay? The first of them is what? Gender. What do we mean by gender? Somebody else. He said gender. What does that mean? Masculine or feminine? Masculine or feminine? Okay? Gender means, is it masculine or feminine? So if this word, the leader, the man'ut, if it is masculine, then the one that's following it, coming after it, has to also be masculine. Okay, so you have waladun saghirun, masculine, masculine. You have bintun saghiratun, feminine, feminine. Okay, the man'ut, the leader, is feminine. So the na'at, the follower, has to also be feminine. So in gender, they have to agree. If one is, if the leader is masculine, the follower has to be masculine. If the leader is feminine, the follower has to also be feminine. So in gender, they have to agree. Masculinity, femininity. What else do they have to agree in? Naam, Jabir. Definite and indefinite. Definite and indefinite. For example, if this, we'll use this one here. Maktab is indefinite. Then the word that's following it also has to be indefinite. How do we know it's indefinite? Has tanween. Normally words that have tanween are indefinite. It's possible though, there are some exceptions. But for as a rule, if a word has tanween, it's indefinite. So if this word is indefinite, this word also has to be indefinite. This word is indefinite. Maktabun wasi'un. This indefinite, this has to be indefinite. Huh? Maktabatun wasi'atun. This indefinite with tanween, this has to be indefinite. Okay? However, if this word was definite like this one, al-maktaba, fi al-maktabati, al-maktaba, so this word describing it also has to be definite. Al-wasi'a, al-maktaba, al-wasi'a. This one is definite with alif-lam, this one also has to be definite with alif-lam. Okay, so indefiniteness and indefiniteness. If this one is definite, this one has to be definite. If this one is indefinite, the follower also has to be indefinite. Naam. Wasi'un, wasi'un means wide or spacious, spacious, vast, vast, like a vast ocean, vast, right? It's vast, the ocean, right? If you ever get out in the ocean, the middle of the ocean, and you look, every direction you look and you can't see nothing but water. That means it's vast, okay? Naam, and Allah in His knowledge and in His mercy and in His power. Allah is vast. Is Allah's knowledge vast? Unending. Is Allah's power vast? Unending. And Allah's mercy is vast too. And Allah, from His names, is Al-Wasi'u. That's one of the names of Allah. Al-Wasi'u. Naam. It's one of the names of Allah in the Quran. Al-Wasi'u. He's vast in His knowledge, His power, and so on. Tayyib. The third thing that we mentioned in this lesson, that the na'at and the man'ut have to agree in. What is the third matter? Case. He said case. Give me some more. Somebody tell me more about it. Something else. What about case? What do we mean by case? Huh? Which vowels have to be the same? Ending vowels. The case ending. What do we mean by case? We mean if it's marfu'un, or it's majrurun, or it's mansubun. Okay, this is what we call the case ending, meaning the i'rab. Is the word in i'rab, is it marfu'un, which indicated by dhamma, or is it majrurun, which will be indicated by kasra, or it could even be mansubun, which is indicated by fatha. What is the case ending? That's what we want to know. What is the case ending? We mean the vowel that the word ends with indicates its i'rab, its grammatical position in the sentence. And there are three possibilities. It can either be majroor, because it's following a preposition, or it's mudawfan ilay, or it could be marfoon. I'm pointing to this one, but I'm saying majroor. It could be marfoon, right? Which means that it's the mubtada or the khabar. Okay, there's nothing acting upon it, changing it. Could be marfu' with dhamma. And they call this what? Nominative. Or it could be majroor with kasra. And they call this genitive. Doesn't matter. But majroor, right? With kasra. In which case, there's something changing it from dhamma to kasra. Which either would be a preposition, or dharf, or mudhafun ilayh. Okay, and there are other things, but for now, that's what we have learned. Or it could be mansoob if it's the abjikar verb. Or if it's the ism of inna, which we didn't talk about at all. But we'll talk about it in the future, okay? So there are three possibilities for word in terms of its grammatical position or function in the sentence. It could be nominative, or genitive, or accusative. In Arabic, it's called marfoon, majroorun, mansoobun. What we need to know now is that if it's marfoon, it will take dhamma on the last vowel, or double dhamma. If it's majroor, it will take kasra, or double kasra. If it's mansoob, it will take fatta or double fatta. Okay, so the case ending means the i'rab, the grammatical position or function of that word in the sentence will determine, do we call it marfoon or majroorun or mansoobun? Will it take a dhamma or kasra or fatta? So, also in the i'rab or the case ending, okay, the na'at has to agree with the word that comes before it, the man'ut. It has to agree with it in case ending. In i'rab, in grammatical, is grammatical position in the sentence. If this word, for example, is marfu'un with dhamma, then the word following it, the na'at, also has to be marfu'un with dhamma. If this word is majroorun with kasra, then the word following it also has to be majroorun with kasra. In case ending, i'rab, grammatical position, they have to agree. So these are three things. This is masculine, has to be masculine. This is feminine, has to be feminine. I'm sorry, here, feminine, 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 feminine. Okay? If this is indefinite, this has to be indefinite with tanween. This is feminine, indefinite, this is feminine, indefinite with tanween. This is majroorun with kasra, this is majroorun with kasra. This is masculine, masculine. Indefinite with tanween, indefinite with tanween. Majroor with kasra, majroor with kasra. Okay, this is definite. So this has to be definite. This is feminine, so this has to be feminine, the tarmabuta. This is majroor with kasra, this is majroor with kasra. This has alif lam, alif lam. Okay, whenever a word has alif lam, it can't take tanween. Alif lam means it's definite. Definite means what? A particular, a specific tree. Or a particular, specific house. Not any house. That particular house, you say, the house, that's definite. El Beitu. If you're not definite, you're using indefinite, then you say, instead of El Beitu, you say what? Beitun, with tanween. Tanween means indefinite. Alif Lam means definite. Definite means a specific, particular one, the house. I want you to buy the house for me. That means I'm talking about a particular house. If I say, I want you to buy a house for me, go out and buy the cheapest one you can find, right? Don't spend a lot of money. But if I say I want you to buy the house, then you know I'm talking about a particular, specific one. You can't just buy anyone you want. You have to buy the particular one that I'm talking about. The house. Alright? This is definite, indefinite. Okay? Masculine and feminine, we know that's easy, right? And case ending, marfu'un, majroorun, mansoob, this is something that's new to us. Probably even in English, we don't remember accusative, nominative, genitive. We might not even remember that from English. We don't know what that is. I don't remember that. I went to school. I don't remember no genitive, accusative, nominative. That probably, we had it, I guess, at some point. I don't remember it, though. Right? If you had it 2 or 3 years ago, maybe you just graduated from high school, you probably remember it. But if you had it 50 or 60 years ago, you don't remember it. They don't even teach it, huh? Anyway, they probably teach it in college grammar. But it's part of English grammar, so somebody has to teach it somewhere. But in any case, what we're concerned about now is that now, even if we don't remember this stuff from English, in Arabic we have to learn it. We have to know that there is an i'rab, a grammatical position or function of a word in a sentence, and depending on which function it has, it will be marfu'un with a dhamma, majroorun with a kasra, or mansoobun with a fatta. Case endings. Yeah, in Arabic it's i'rab. I'rab. It means the position or the function of the word in the sentence. And how you will know it is by the vowel on the end of it. Okay? You know by the vowel and end of it. What is this case? It's marfu'un. That's determined by the end of the word, the vowel and the end of the word. What is this case? It's majrurun. How will you know? By the vowel and the end of the word. That's why they call it case ending. Because on the end of the word, it tells you what case it is. Is it marfu'un or majrurun or mansubun? Tayyib? Any question about this? This is a very important lesson. We went over this last week when we read the key. We had some discussion about it before the Salat. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now, I want to go on with the lesson, inshallah. Do the exercises from the first part, and then we'll go back to the key for the second part. And in fact, before we do the exercises, let me just look at the key for the first part. Is there something else in there that we need to pay attention to? I think there's one thing. Yeah. The other thing that we had in the first part of lesson 9 were words that end with Fatta Alif Noon. Fatta Alif Noon. Like this word here. Right? Jau'anu. Fatta Alif Noon. Alif Noon. The words that end with Alif Noon, right? On this wazn, which would be what? Fatta Sukun, Fatta Alif Noon. Okay? Jau'an means what? Hungry. Here's another word. Up Shanu. Right? Which means what? Thirsty. Ana Atshanu. Ana Atshanu. Huh? I'm thirsty. What do I need? Some asir. Oh, some ma. Okay. Ma or asir. What's asir?
Juice.
Take as you like, water or juice. Water is better than juice. Now. Now.
Even if we stop, we still cannot dump.
Our rule here, he said, even if you stop, do you still pronounce the Dhamma? Our rule in class, for practicing, you pronounce all the vowels. In normal speech, and in colloquial speech, you know, like slang language, like, what's up, we gone, that's not real English, right? That's what people speak in the street. What's up? That's not even English. What's up? Maybe up is the word, nah. But the meaning of it is not even indicated here. Right? So also in Arabic, in colloquial language, people do all kind of stuff. Okay? So in normal spoken language, people don't pronounce the vowels on the end of words. They don't pronounce them. Alright? So if you stop on a word, you don't have to pronounce this vowel. But in reading, in the class, we have to pronounce it because we have to remember. What is the vowel? Is it a Dhamma or is it a Kasra? Is it a Tanween, double vowel or a single vowel? How are we going to let these rules stick in our heads? By practicing using them. Okay, but in normal speech you don't have to say it. You can say Atshan. Ana Atshan. Ana Jawan. Or Ana Al-Yawm. What does Al-Yawm mean? Today. Today, Al-Yawm. Ana Ghadban. Ghadban. What does it mean? Angry. اليوم أنا غضبان. You know why I'm angry? Because some people didn't do their homework. Huh? They didn't do their homework. For that reason, ولذلك اليوم أنا غضبان. I would say, why you smile if you غضبان? A smile is charity. Person can be angry and still give charity, right? Now, okay. So these type of words that end with the words end with alif noon, like ghadban, atshan, jawan. These words, they are mamnu' min al-sarf. What we're concerned about now is they don't take tanween. Even though they have no alif lam, they don't take tanween. That's what we're concerned about now. But also you can add to that, they don't take kasra. If there's a preposition before these words, it's not going to take kasra. Instead of kasra, it's going to take fatta. Instead of kasra, it's going to take fatta. But we'll come to that when we talk about words that are mamnu'un min al-sarf. The main thing for this lesson, we need to know that these words don't take tanween. That's what we had in the first part of lesson number 9. Now there are some other points for the second part of lesson number 9. Inshallah, we'll go over them
when we come to the second part of the lesson. Right now we do the exercises. Okay? So the main thing in the exercise, you got to pay attention to what? Naat and man'oot. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. Marfoon, marfoon, majroorun, majroorun. Alif lam, alif lam. Tanween, tanween. That's what you got to pay attention to, alright? So let's look at the lesson. The first exercise we did in class last week, is that correct? Did we do the first exercise in class last week? I thought we did. Now, alright? So what we're going to do today is, and you were supposed to write it for homework, first exercise. And you were also supposed to do on your own, for homework, exercise 2, 3, and 4. So we can go straight through this lesson quickly, inshallah, and go to lesson part B. Alright? Okay. In the dialogue of this lesson, which we read last week, all the examples of the things that we talked about now from the key, they're all there. Okay, like for example, in the dialogue on page 47, Arabic part of the book, top of the page, Ad-Darsu At-Tasi'u, Alif, first part of the lesson. Man hadha ar-rajulu. What does that mean? Who is this man? Page 47. Page 47. Naam, Saba wa Arba'un. Page 47. Huh? Ad-Dars At-Tasi'u. Naam. Ninth lesson. At the top of the lesson it says what? Ad-Dars At-Tasi'u. The ninth lesson. Okay, the lesson begins with Man hadha ar-rajulu. What does it mean? Who is this man? Huwa Abbasun.
You on the page. Good.
Huwa Abbasun. He is what?
Abbas.
Abbasun Tajirun. Third line. Abbasun Tajirun. What does it mean? Abbas
is a trader
or a merchant. Or a merchant. Trader or merchant. Naam. Abbasun, fourth line. Abbasun Tajirun Ghaniyun. What does that mean? Abbas is a rich, wealthy merchant. Fifth line. Hamidun Mudarrisun. What does that mean? Hamid is a teacher. Hamidun Mudarrisun Jadidun. Hamid is a new teacher. Ma hadha? What is this? Hadha tufahun. This is an apple. Tufahun with tanween. Tufahun. At-tufahu faqihatun lazeezatun. At-tufahu, the apple is a faqihatun lazeezatun. Delicious apple. Faqihatun is feminine. Lazeezatun is feminine. Faqihatun is marfoon with dhamma. Lazeezatun is marfoon with dhamma. Faqihatun is indefinite with tanween. Lazeezatun is indefinite with tanween. Ma thalika. What is that? Thalika usfurun. That is a sparrow. Usfur is a sparrow. Al usfuru ta'irun saghirun. Sparrow is a small bird. Ta'irun is the man'ut. Saghirun is the na'at. And it's in agreement with it. And being marfoon, and being indefinite, and being مذكر, masculine. Last line on this page. العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة سهلة. What does that mean?
Arabic
is an easy language. لغة is the man'ut. سهلة is the na'at. Feminine, feminine, and so on. Okay, next page, 48. Top of the page. Al-Arabiyatu Lugatun Jamilatun. Arabic is a beautiful language. Lugatun is the man'ut. Jamilatun, following it, is the na'at. It's feminine, feminine. Marfoon, marfoon. Indefinite with tanween. Indefinite. Ammarun Talibun. Mujtahidun.
Ammarun Talibun Mujtahidun. What does it mean? Ammar is a hard-working or diligent student. Talibun is the man'ut, the word that's being described. And Mujtahidun is the adjective describing it. Talibun is masculine, Mujtahidun is masculine. So on and so on. Wa Mahmudun Talibun Kaslanu. Mahmud is a lazy student. Talibun is the man'ut, the word that's being described. And it's followed by the not, the word that is describing it, the adjective. Talibun, what kind of talibun? Kaslanu. Now, talibun has tanween, so kaslan also has to have tanween. But there's no tanween there. Why? Because one of these words, not because one of these words, that end with alif noon, kaslanu. It's mamnu' min as-sarf. It can't take tanween. Man anta? Who are you? Ana talibun. I am a student. A anta talibun jadidun? Are you a new student? Talibun is the man'ut, and jadid, the word that's following it, is the not describing it. What kind of talib? A new jadid, new student. Naam, a anta talibun jadidun? Naam. Ana talibun jadidun. Yes, I am a new student. Okay, ana talibun jadidun. Talibun is the man'ut, the word that's being qualified or described, and jadidun, following it, is the word that's describing it or qualifying it. Talibun jadidun. Tayyib, exercise number one we read already in the class, right? Yes, and you were supposed to write it for homework. So we're going to skip exercise number one, we're going to go to exercise number 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4, page 49. As-safha at-tasi'a wa arba'un. As-safha at-tasi'a wa arba'un. 49. Okay, top of the page 49, exercise number 2. At-tamreen al-thani. At-tamreen al-thani. Again, I remind you, brothers and sisters, that the exercise instructions, you have to learn the meanings of them. That's part of the lesson, to know the meaning of the instructions. If you get stuck, you go to the back of the book, to the English key, and it tells you what you're supposed to do. But actually, when you study the lesson, you're supposed to also study the instructions for every exercise. You have to know the words, okay? So please try to learn these words. Write in your book with a pencil, if you don't know a word, and then later on, once you learn it well, you can erase it. Okay, exercise number 2, on the top of the page, it says, Da, that means put, fi al-faraghi, in the farag. Farag means the empty space or blank space. Da fil faragi. Put in the empty space or the blanks. Fi al jumali. Al jumal is the plural of jumla. Fi al jumali, in the sentences. Al atiyati, that follow, the following sentences. What are you going to put in the blank spaces in the following sentences? Naten munasiban. A nat, that's munasib. What is a nat? An adjective. And munasib means appropriate or suitable, fitting. Yani, an adjective that's appropriate, that's suitable for this sentence. Okay? First sentence. Khadija tu talibatun. Somebody, who wants to take it? Naam, Ahmed. Okay. Mujtahidatun. Mujtahidatun. Talibatun. Mujtahidatun. Taliba is feminine. So mujtahid have to be changed to feminine with tarmabuti, right? Mujtahidatun. Khadijatu talibatun mujtahidatun. What does it mean? Khadija is a hard-working, diligent student. Number 2. Khalidun tajirun hanif. Ghaniyun. Khalidun. Khalid is a tajirun. What's a tajir? Merchant. What kind of merchant? Ghaniyun. Rich, wealthy merchant. Number 3, thalatha. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun Ahmed. Sahlatun. Lughatun sahlatun. Tarmabuta, feminine. Al-arabiyya, Arabic is a lugha. What kind of lugha? Sahla. Lughatun sahlatun. An easy language. Number 4, al-usfuru ta'irun. Ta'irun, what kind of ta'irun? صغير. العصفور, the sparrow, is a طائر. What's a طائر? A bird. What kind of طائر? صغير. Small bird. نعم, small bird. Number five, خمسة. التفاح, فاكهة. التفاح is what kind of فاكهة? التفاح is an apple. نعم. It's a فاكهة. What? What's the adjective? لذيذة. فاكهة لذيذة. فاكهة is feminine. لذيذ have to be made feminine. لذيذة. التفاح, the apple, is a فاكهة, a fruit. What kind of fruit? لذيذة, delicious fruit, tasty. Number six, ستة. أنا مدرس. أنا مدرس. What kind of مدرس? قديم. قديم. أنا مدرس قديم. I am a مدرس. What kind of مدرس? قديم. مدرس is the منعوت. I want to describe it. What kind of description I will give it? قديم. مدرس is the منعوت. قديم is the نعت. The نعت comes after the منعوت. He said, I'm not saying, هو مدرس كسلان. هو مدرس كسلان. What does that mean? He is a مدرس lazy. Lazy. Now we have to change that sentence around. He tried to put words in my mouth, but I won't accept it. طيب لا بس لا بس. Now number seven, سبعة. محمد طبيب. محمد طبيب. محمد is a طبيب. What's a طبيب? A doctor. طبيب is a doctor. He is a doctor. We want a doctor is a منعوت. Now we want to make a نعت for. What kind of doctor is he? جديد. What else? ممتاز. What else? مجتهد. شهير. محمد طبيب غني. He's a rich doctor. نعم. Or he's a طبيب شهير. Famous doctor. Or he's a طبيب مجتهد. Diligent, hardworking doctor. Huh? Or he's a طبيب كبير. What do you mean by big, by كبير?
Same like شهير.
Okay, he could mean not, maybe not big. كبير also means great. كبير also means great. So he was طبيب كبير. You could say he's a big doctor, but in English it doesn't sound so good. He's a big doctor. Maybe you could say he's a big doctor, maybe. Big time doctor. Okay, but it also it could mean he's a great doctor. Kabir means great. That's one of the names of Allah. Al-Kabir. Al-Kabir. He's great. Naam. Allahu Akbar. He's the greatest, right? You don't say Allahu Akbar. He's the biggest. He's the greatest. Naam. That's one of the meanings of it, right?
Is he greatest or
great? Akbar?
People say yes. Is he greatest or great?
No. Akbar is greatest. It's some tafdil. Means the superlative form. Naam. A superlative form. Greatest, biggest, smallest. Afalu. Ism ala wazn afalu. Ism ala wazn afalu means the superlative form. When you say akbaru means greatest. If you say asgaru means smallest. If you mean Naam. Whatever word you use, awsa'u means the widest, vastest. Okay? When you put it on the wazn afalu, means it's the superlative form, the highest form of it. Smallest, biggest, widest, richest. Whatever, most beautiful, ajmalu, jameel means beautiful, ajmalu means most beautiful. Naam, highest form, okay? Naam. Okay, number eight, thamaniya, al-ingliziyatu, lugatun, al-ingliziyatu, English is what? A luga, what kind of luga? Sa'batun, which means what? Hard, difficult, difficult language. Naam, lugatun. صعبتون, or it could be لغتون سهلتون for some people, or it could be لغتون خبيثتون. قديمتون. Now it's not that قديم. The English is new. Sure. How long has English been around? A few hundred years? That's nothing, أخي. Language has been around thousands of years. That's a new language. طيب. Number 9, Tisa. أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ. What kind of طَالِبٌ?
جَدِيدٌ.
أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Are you a طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ? Or we could say, أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ مُجْتَهِدٌ. Are you a diligent student? Or أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ طَوِيلٌ. Are you a tall student? Do I look tall? نعم. Huh? Whatever kind of knot you want to put on there, as long as it's suitable. It says munasib, not munasib. It has to be appropriate. You can't put anything in there. You can't put, are you a student, dead? You can't ask somebody that, right? Are you a dead student? That's not appropriate. You can't talk to the dead people, right?
He's alive.
Are you alive? Now, are you a living student? And he would say to you, no. And I'm eight. طيب أنت number 10 عشرة القاهرة مدينة. What's مدينة?
City.
القاهرة مدينة. What kind of مدينة?
كبيرة.
القاهرة مدينة. What kind of مدينة? كبيرة. Or it could be مدينة جميلة. It's not really جميلة, but you could say that. Or مدينة واسعة. It's vast, big city. Al-Qahira is one of the biggest cities in the world. Maybe it has more people in Al-Qahira than any city in the earth. Maybe about 30 million people in Al-Qahira. What New York, how much New York got? No comparison to that. No comparison. At least 30 million. New York is a few million, what, 8, 9, 10 or something. That's not even in comparison, Aki. They're just not even in the race.
30 million in Cairo?
Then New York is not even in the race. They're in the biddy league. The, what do they call that? The baseball, not in the major league, the minors? In the minor league.
Beijing. Huh? Beijing and China.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them. Yeah, they're populating rapidly. طيب. Leave them alone anyway. Mushrikun. طيب. Exercise number 3. Al-Qaeda, the people of Al-Qaeda are Muslims, alhamdulillah, most of them. Number 3, Tamreen al-Thalith, even if they are astray, many of them. Da'a fil makani al-khali. Da'a means what? We had it in the last exercise. Put. Fil makani al-khali. Al-makan means place. Al-khali means empty. Empty, vacant place. Alright? So what do we mean by al-makan al-khali? We mean the same thing that we meant in the previous exercise when we said da'a fil faragi. Al-Farag means empty space. And Al-Makan Al-Khali also means an empty place. So these are just two different ways of expressing the same thing. In this empty space that's here, you have to put something. What are you going to put there? Fil Jumali Al-Atiyati. In the following sentence, you're going to put Man'utan Munasiban. Man'utan Munasiban. Okay, what are we going to put there? In the last one it said put a knot. That's Munasib. In this one it says put a Man'ut. That's Munasib. What's the Man'ut? A noun, a word that's being qualified, that's being described, okay? You're going to put a man'ut. So that means they already gave you the adjective. They want you to put, before the adjective, put a man'ut that adjective could be describing. Okay? They gave you the adjective, but now in the space before the adjective, you have to put a man'ut, okay? So we're going to say, for example, Al-Arabiyatu, what?
Lugatun
Sahlatun. طيب, number 2. Ana, what? أنا طالب قديم. أنا و مدير قديم. What's مدير? The boss, the headmaster, the manager, the guy who's the head of something, right? School or business or whatever, right? أنا مدير قديم. Number 3. عمار طبيب غني. عمار what?
تاجر
غني. عمار what? Give me some other one. مدرس غني أو مهندس غني. It's more likely the مهندس is going to be غني, right? Well, a مدرس could be غني if he's working at Princeton University or something. He'll be غني, right? Because he's cleaning up. He's lying to the people, deceiving them, misleading them, and they're paying him big time for that. نعم. عمار مدرس غني. تاجر غني. طبيب غني. 4. 4. هذا
هذا
مكتبة
مكسورة.
قلم مكسور. هذا
مكتبة قصيرة.
Maktabatun? Maktabun. It can't be Maktaba. Why it can't be Maktaba in this space here? Huh? Because the Nat is masculine. So that means the word that it's describing has to be a masculine word. You can't put a word that's feminine that has a Nat that's masculine. No. So that means the word that go in here to be suitable, to be munasib, it has to be masculine like the Nat that we gave you. Okay? So you could say, what? You could say, Hada Maktabun. Not Maktabatun. Maktabun Maksurun. Or Hada Qalamun Maksurun. Or Hada Kursiyun Maksurun. Huh? Or Hada. This is masculine or feminine? Feminine. Sabura. It's feminine. Can't use it. Tayyib. Number five. Faisalun Talibun Kaslanu. Or Faisalun Muwazzaf. Yeah, we don't have that word. Muwazzafun Kaslanu. What is Muwazzaf?
Employee.
Worker. Muwazzafun Kaslanu. Or Faisalun is what? Huh? Imamun Kaslanu. All he does is lead the prayer. He don't teach the people nothing. He don't do anything. Just lead the prayer and get paid, right? That's a Imamun Kaslanu. Okay, we make Faisalun Imamun Mujtahidun. But I thought the description here is Kaslanu. We already gave you Kaslan. Okay, Arba. At-Tamreen Rabia. Fourth exercise. Iqra. What does Iqra mean?
Read.
And write? Iqra means read and write? Wow. Okay. We're going to come back to that, inshallah. Iqra means what?
Read.
Okay, so what we're going to read? This exercise is dealing with what? It's dealing with these words that end with alif noon. That what do we say about these words? What's special about them? They don't take tanween. They don't take tanween. And they don't take kasra either. But in this lesson we're dealing with tanween. But you should also know they don't take kasra. If there's a preposition before one of these words, the preposition makes it what? Majrur. And majrur takes kasra, right? But these words don't take kasra. If one of these words is majrur, it's going to take fatta. Tayyib? Okay, so what are the words? What's the meaning of kaslanu? Kaslanu. Lazy. Jau'anu.
Hungry.
Atshanu. Thirsty. Ghadbanu.
Angry.
Mal'anu. Huh?
Full.
Full. Naam. Mal'an means like, for example, you have a cup, right? And you fill it up to the brim of water. You say, Hadha al-kub. This cup is mal'an. It's full. Mal'an. You gotta be careful when it's mal'an, right? Because you're gonna spill it on somebody. So don't fill it up all the way. Fill it up and leave a little space. See, it's almost mal'an. Not quite. Okay. Okay, I want you to read these sentences, right? I want you to read the sentence and then give me the meaning. Okay, who take the first one? Naam, Mansoor.
Anna jawanu.
Anna jawanu. Meaning?
I am hungry.
I am hungry. Number two. Somebody take the second one. Ahmed.
Anta jawanu.
Anta jawanu. What does it mean?
Are you hungry?
What's the answer, Ahmed?
La ana
atshanu. La ana atshanu. Meaning?
No, I am thirsty.
No, I am thirsty. Number three. Who take number three? Naam, go ahead. Which one are you reading? Which one is he reading? Let me see what you read.
No, put your book down. Read. Read. Let me see what you read.
No. Good. Anna Atshanu. He was reading the end of the last sentence. Anna Atshanu. Which means what? What does it mean though? Means that I am
drinking.
Yeah, I'm drinking. I need to be drinking because I am thirsty. Naam. Okay, number three. Naam, Ibrahim.
لماذا المدرس
لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم؟ What does it mean? Why is the teacher angry today? You know why, right? لأن بعضكم لم يكمل الواجبات. Some of you did not complete your homework. Who was it? We're not going to ask. طيب, number four. Number four, last one. نعم, صادق. الكوب ملآن. الكوب ملآن. What does it mean? The cup is full. Okay. Turn to page 50. الكلمات الجديدة. Okay, don't look at your book. This is a test. Don't look at your book. Just close the book a little bit. You keep your finger near a bookmark or something. We're going to come right back to it. Quickly, quickly. If you looked at it just now, it's okay. But when I start talking, no looking. Take your last good look. All right, let's go. Close the books. This is a closed book test. I'm going to give you the word in Arabic. You have to give me the meaning in English. First thing come to your mind, don't shout it out because it probably will be wrong. Think about it for a second. All right? Al-Logatu.
Language.
Shahirun.
Famous.
Al-Madinatu. The city. At-Ta'iru. The bird. Ta'irun. Al-Yawmu. Or it could be Al-Yawma. Naam, today. Kaslanu.
Lazy.
Talibun Kaslanu. Lazy student. Jawanu.
Hungry.
Al-Waladu Jawanu. The boy is hungry. That's why you're eating right now? Hungry. Al-Waladu Jawanu. It explains it, right? Atshanu.
Thirsty.
Al-Rajulu Al-Saimu Atshanu. The fasting man is thirsty. Mal'anu. Full. Al-Qubu Mal'anu. Ghadbanu.
Angry.
Al-Usfuru. The sparrow. Al-Yawma. Today. Naam. Fayyib. Okay, let's open the book back. Same page, page 50. Part B. Part B. Okay, this part of the lesson, I guess before we read it, we should look at the key though. Yeah. Yes, we need to look at the key first. Okay? We need to look quickly at the key. So go to the back of the book to the English key on page 23, I think. Go to the back, yes, 23. Go to the back to the English key. It's only one page, part B, page 23. It's very brief. And very simple. Alright? Okay, let me ask a question. From the brothers. Also from the sisters. We can't see your answer, but it's okay. The other sisters there with you can see your answer. Brothers, who from amongst you? Raise your hand. We're not going to identify you. We're not going to tell anybody. Okay, but just raise your hand. Who from amongst you read the key to part B of this lesson? At least twice. MashaAllah. We're going to tell on you. Now, Jamil said he read it twice. The reason why we're going to tell on you, because your mother is probably here, and we're going to find out if you really read it twice. Alright? You know when you go home, your mother's going to turn you on your back, right? Give you a good spanking if you wasn't telling the truth. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Who read it at least one time? At least one time. Alhamdulillah. Okay, why do I ask that? I am extremely concerned that we make an effort to read the grammatical points, the key in the back of the book, more and more and more. The more you read it, the more it's going to stick to you. No matter how well, or maybe we might not explain it so well, we explain it in the class. Really, it's you going back and reading it and rereading it and asking questions about it that's going to make it stick in your mind. Because in the class, we only have class once a week for 1 or 2 hours. So unless you go home 7 days a week and go back and read this material and study it and reflect upon it and memorize some of it, as whatever you can, if you don't do that, it's difficult for it to stick in your mind. Lesson after lesson, we're going to have more and more information. And the more information becomes, the more difficult it is to retain. Unless you're reviewing it constantly, constantly, constantly. So I'm saying, please read the key to the exercise. I mean, before the exercise. Read the key before you do the exercise a few times, two or three times. Come to the masjid, let's read it together. After Maghrib or before Isha or right after Isha, take 5-10 minutes, let's read it together, please. Every single day. Every single day. Tayyib. Part B, page 23, English key. In this part we learn 4 things. Number 1, adjective qualifying a definite noun. For example, أين المدرس الجديد؟ أين المدرس الجديد؟ المدرس is the منعوت. الجديد is the adjective that's qualifying it. An adjective qualifying a definite noun. What is a definite noun? A noun like المدرس. A noun that has alif lam. It could be definite even without alif lam. But generally speaking, most of the nouns that we're going to be looking for is going to be a noun that has alif lam. That means it's definite. المدرس, the teacher. Now we want an adjective that's qualifying a definite noun. Means that that adjective also has to be what? Definite. So المدرس is definite. الجديد is definite. Okay, so that's one thing. We talked about that already in part 1. Second point, relative pronoun. We didn't talk about this before. Relative pronoun. الذي. This word, الذي. الذي. This word. الذي. Huh? This is what is called a relative pronoun. There are relative pronouns that are masculine. There are those that are feminine. There are relative pronouns that are singular, dual, plural, and so on. Okay, so this is the first one we've taken. الذي. This is a masculine, singular, relative pronoun. Feminine singular is التي. الذي, التي. Plural, we saw it a lot of times in the Quran. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-ladhina. Illa al-ladhina. That's a relative pronoun, plural. Al-ladhina. That's masculine. No, it's masculine. Al-lati is feminine. That's masculine, plural. Naam. Al-lati, al-lati. Not al-lati, al-lati or al-la'i. There's different feminine plurals. But anyway, this is masculine. الذي. الذي is singular. الذين plural. الذين. It's plural, masculine. طيب. الذي. If it refers to a human being, it is translated as who. Who. If it's referring to a human being, it's translated as who. If it's referring to an animal or a thing, it is translated as which. Okay? الذي, the one who. الذي, the thing which. If it's referring to a human being, you say who. If it's referring to a thing or an animal, you say which. Which. Okay? For example, الرجل الذي خرج من المسجد الآن تاجر شهير. الرجل الذي, the man who, خرج, went out, من المسجد, from the masjid, الآن, just now. The man who just went out of the masjid, تاجر شهير, is what? A famous merchant. Right? So we translate as what? The man who just went out of the masjid, who just now went out of the masjid, he is a famous merchant. Second example, البيت الذي, البيت الذي أمام المسجد للإمام, للإمام, البيت الذي, the house which, أمام المسجد is in front of the masjid. Lil imami belongs to the imam. Lil imami, the house which is in front of the masjid belongs to the imam. Okay, what I want you to pay attention to here, hopefully in your book, ar-rajul is highlighted. And what else is highlighted in bold print in this sentence? Tajirun shahirun. This is to make us to know that alladhi ism mawsoola, it's a word, a relative pronoun that has other words connected to it. This is extra information in a sentence that you can do without. Okay, it's a relative pronoun. It's a pronoun that gives you further information about the subject. But you can do without it. For example, if you took the words that are in bold print, Ar-Rajulu Tajirun Shahirun. Is that a complete sentence? Ar-Rajulu Tajirun Shahirun. Is that a complete sentence?
No.
Ar-Rajulu is the Mubtada, the subject. Tajirun is the Khabar. And Shahirun is a not describing Tajirun, right? So you have a mubtada, you have a khabar. That's a complete sentence. So alladhi kharaja min al-masjid al-ana, that's extra information. That's extra information. So whenever you see alladhi, it's going to be connected to some other words that are extra information that are not really necessary for the sentence, but it gives you more information. It makes it more clear what you're talking about. If you said ar-rajulu tajirun shahirun, you're saying the man. That means the person must know which man you're talking about, because you're saying the man. You specific, definite, right? But if you said, if you get more information, you said, which man? Which the man? That which one? Alladhi kharaja min al-masjid al-ana. The one who just came out of the masjid. So alladhi gives you further information, okay? So pay attention that the sentence is going to have a mubtada and it's going to have a khabar. And in between you're going to have alladhi whatever. Alladhi, whatever. Okay, so like for example, the second example, we have al-baytu, and we have what? In bold print. Lil imami. Al-baytu lil imami. That means what? The house belongs to the imam. Is that a complete sentence?
Yes.
Mubtada and khabar. Mubtada. Al-baytu lil imami is jawal majroor khabar. Huh? It's khabar. The house belongs to the imam. The rest of the information with alladhi is extra information. Which house? Alladhi amam al-masjidi. So that's extra information. So pay attention. Don't get confused when you start looking at the structure of the sentence and you want to know what's the mubtada and what's the khabar. The mubtada is going to come first, usually, and the khabar is going to come at the end. And in between you might have alladhi amam al-masjidi or alladhi kharaja min al Masjidi, al-ana, or something like this. Alright? Alright, so the main thing, the relative pronoun, al-ladhi is translated as who, or is translated as which? Three. The third thing in this lesson is, note that when li is used with a noun having alif lam, when li, right, is used with a noun that has alif lam. Alif lam is the definite article, right?
Yes.
When li is used with a noun that has alif lam, then this alif, which is really representing Hamzatul Wasl, this alif is going to be deleted. And you're just going to write what? Lil. Li plus this lam. Lil. Lil Bayti, Lil Imami, Lil Rajuli, whatever. Okay? So the Hamzatul Wasl, this alif for Hamzatul Wasl, in alif lam, we only put it there to pronounce, right? Because we know that the lam is the definite article, but lam has sukoon, and you can't pronounce a word that begins with sukoon. So we put the Hamzatul Wasl there just for pronunciation. And we said the Hamzatul Wasl, you pronounce it if you begin with it. But if you don't begin with it, it just connects whatever's before it to whatever's after it. So since we're going to connect what's before it to what's after it, the Arabs said, this is going to come a lot, this alif lam, in a lot of words all the time. So let's save the time of writing this Hamzatul Wasl, which we don't need now if we have a li, right? Because
no.
You're only going to pronounce it if there's nothing that's before it. So since there's something already before it, guaranteed, khalas, we don't need the Hamzatul Wasl. So they said, we don't even write it. We just leave the Hamzatul Wasl out. Okay, so anytime you have a word that has alif lam, definite article, the, al-bayt, al-imam, al-shajara, al-sayyara, al-walad, al-mudarris, al-imam, al-tabib, alif lam, right? Whenever you have li before it, the alif of Hamzatul Wasl, al, We're going to get rid of the aleph and we're just going to have the lamb. Okay? So we're not even going to write it. We're not going to write it. We already know that when anything is before, you don't pronounce the hamzatul wasl, right? You just use it as a connector. But you have to write it though. But with li, you don't even have to write it. This is a special rule for what? Li. Which means belonging to, for, li. Okay, whenever you have li, khalas, don't write the hamzatul wasl. Just write the lam, that's all. Got it? Tayyib. Now, I have a problem here. Okay, I have a top in my hand. I don't know where the marker is at. That's dangerous. I'm carrying it right on my clothes or something. Oof. Tayyib. Okay, last point in this lesson, number 4. Inda means with. The noun following it has kasra ending. What do we mean by kasra ending? Means that it's majroor. It's majroor. The noun that follows enda is going to be majroor. It's going to take kasra. Enda. Okay? So whenever you see enda, you know the noun after is going to be majroor. For example, al-mudarrisu enda al-mudiri. Enda al-mudiri. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher, enda al-mudiri, is with the headmaster, the principal. Okay? So, enda, whenever you say enda, and by the way, just as a small note, enda is normally used when somebody is with somebody in a particular place. Like you say, enda al-mudir means he's with the mudir in his office. Enda. Endahu means that he's with him in that place, that is his place. As opposed to ma means with, but ma means with anywhere. You could be with him anywhere. If he's with the mudir at the park, don't say he's end al mudir. If you say end al mudir, then you understand from that he's with him in his office. But if he's with him in the park, or in the swimming pool, or in the marketplace, you don't say end al mudir, because the mudir, end al mudir means you are with the mudir as the mudir in his position as head of the school. So that means he's with him in his office, in the principal's office. But if he went out to play basketball with the mudir down at the park, you don't say عند المدير. You say مع المدير. He's with the mudir في الملعب, in the playground or something. Alright? So just kind of get in your mind that عند has a little special meaning to it. That's a little bit different than مع. Anyway, inshallah, we'll come across it a lot and we'll talk about it more. I just want to mention that. It's not mentioned here, so really it's not necessary at this point to understand that meaning. But in any case, we just mention it in passing. What time is the adhan for? 2:11? 2:22 or something like that. Okay. I don't know, is that 2:24? Okay. We're not going with that. We're going with Khalid. Tayyib. I have 2:24 too also. So we're going with Khalid, alhamdulillah. Tayyib, okay, so we have some time. Let's try to do the exercises for part B. Okay, we have enda, we have li, when it's followed by alif lam, and we have alladhi, the relative pronoun, which we should translate as who or which. And other than that, we're going right back to what we had in the first part of the lesson, and that is the not and the man'ut. Not and man'ut. Tayyib, what page are we on? We should be on page 50, huh? 51 or 50? 50, right? Yeah, I think it should be 50. Okay. Where's my 50 at? Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay, page 50 is the dialogue for part B of lesson 9. All right? We're paying attention to what? Alladhi, inda, li, and not and man'ut. Okay. Aina al-mudarrisu. What does it mean? Aina al-mudarrisu. Where is the mudarris? Teacher. Not the talib, the mudarris. Teacher. Huwa fil fasli. He is in the classroom. Huwa, he. Huwa is a pronoun, right? That's for masculine. Hiya is a pronoun for feminine. Singular third person, right? Huwa and hiya. Huwa fil fasli. Huwa is referring back to what? Al-Mudarris. Ayn al-Mudarris? Where's the teacher? Huwa, He, the teacher, Phil Fosley, is in the fossil, the classroom. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ What is الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ? Where's the new teacher? الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ Notice that الْمُدَرِّس has alif lam, so الْجَدِيد has alif lam. الْمُدَرِّس is masculine, الْجَدِيد is masculine. الْمُدَرِّس is مَرْفُوعٌ with dhamma. So الْجَدِيدُ also must have dhamma. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ هُوَ عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ هُوَ Meaning, who is referring? Who is referring to who?
Teacher.
Which mudarrisu? The new. No, don't just say teacher. The new teacher. Because we had teacher before.
Correct.
The teacher is in the classroom. We're talking about the new teacher. Where is he at?
Inda
al-mudiri. Huwa inda al-mudiri. Inda. The word after has to be majroor with kasra. Huwa inda al-mudiri. He is what? With the mudir. In the mudir's office. He's in trouble. Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. What does it mean?
Where is
the new student? At-talibu is definite. Al-jadidu is definite. And so on. Masculine, masculine. Marfu'un with dhamma. Marfu'un with dhamma. Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. Where is the new student? Zahaba ila al-maktabati. Zahaba, he went? Ila al-maktabati. He went to the library. Or the Al-Maktaba means library or, not office, bookstore. Office and desk is Maktab. Maktaba is library or bookstore. Naam.
No, what's the difference between Kharaja and Zahaba?
There's a big difference between Kharaja and Zahaba. We had these two verbs in a previous lesson. Zahaba means he went away. Kharaja means he went out. From inside, he went outside. Zahaba means he went from here to there. He didn't go out nowhere. He just went away. But if he goes out this door, then we say kharaja, because he went from inside to outside. Alright? Zahaba, he went away. Maybe he went far, but he never got outside the building yet. But right here is the door. He just stepped out the door. He didn't even go far. But he's outside now, right? So we say kharaja. Is it good?
No.
Alright. طيب ذهب إلى المكتبة إلى المكتبة وكسرة من ذلك الرجل الطويل من ذلك الرجل الطويل What does that mean? Who is that tall student? Man, sorry. Who is that الرجل الرجل الطويل the tall man الذي هو خرج الآن من المدرسة تي. Who went out? Just now from the school. Who is that tall man that just went out of the school? هو المدير الجديد. He is? The new principal. The new headmaster. The new something. School, so it means he will be the principal or headmaster. هو المدير الجديد. ومن الولد الصغير الذي خرج الآن من الفصل ومن الولد مني من which normally has sukoon right but because it's followed by alif lam because it's followed by hamzatul wasl so now you have to put a vowel on it right ma ni many ومن الولد الصغير what does that mean الولد الصغير Who is the little boy or the small boy? الَّذِي خَرَجَ الْآنَ Who went out just now من الفصلي From the classroom. هُوَ ابْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ هُوَ ابْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ هُوَ ابْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ هُوَ ابْنُ الْمُدِيرِ الْجَدِيدِ He is what? The son of the new director, principal, headmaster. Naam. Next page. لِمَن تِلْكَ السَّيَّارَةُ الْجَمِيلَةُ لِمَن تِلْكَ السَّيَّارَةُ الْجَمِيلَةُ What does it mean? To whom belongs this beautiful car? Beautiful car. To whom belongs that tilka beautiful car? Sayaratul Jamila. A sayara is a man'ut, and al Jamila is a not. Okay, it's feminine, feminine. Definite with alif lam, definite with alif lam, dhamma, marfoon with dhamma, marfoon with dhamma. As sayyaratu al jamilatu. Feminine, feminine, definite, definite, marfoon, marfoon. To whom belongs that beautiful car? Here, what does here mean here? It means it referring to as sayyaratu al jamila. Here, lil mudiri. Al-Jadidi. Here, Lil-Mudiri Al-Jadidi. Notice that Al-Mudir doesn't have Alif Lam, right? Because the Alif is deleted from Al-Mudir because of what? Because of Li. Because of the preposition Li. Whenever the preposition Li is followed by Alif Lam, the Alif of the Alif Lam, the Hamza Tawassu, is deleted. So you don't have to say Li Al-Mudir, you say Lil-Mudir. Lil-Mudiri Al-Jadidi. It belongs to the new principal, director, headmaster. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير؟ What does it mean? Whose large book is this? To whom belongs this big book? الكتاب الكبير. الكتاب is masculine. الكبير is masculine. الكتاب is definite with alif lam. الكبير is definite. الكتاب is marfoon with dhamma. Al-kabiru is marfoon with dhamma. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? To whom belongs this big book? أهو للمدرس? What does that mean? أهو للمدرس? Does it belong to the teacher? أهو لي? Does it belong to المدرس? أهو للمدرس? لا. هو للطالب الجديد. لا. هو للطالب الجديد. What does it mean? No, it belongs to the new student. أين الملعقة الصغيرة? أين الملعقة الصغيرة? What does it mean? Where is the small spoon? الملعقة is masculine or feminine? Feminine with ترمبوتة. So the knot that's describing it also has to be feminine with ترمبوتة. الملعقة with ترمبوتة. الصغيرة والترمبوتة, both of them with ضمة, both of them with ألف لام. هي في القوب. هي means what and refers to what? هي means in this sentence translated as it refers to the small spoon. But how do we translate هي in this sentence? It is in the cup or glass. هي means it, referring to what? Al-mil'aqa al-saghir, the small spoon. Hiya fil-qubi. Aina al-kursiyu al-maksuru? Aina al-kursiyu al-maksuru? What does it mean? Where's the broken chair? Al-kursi is masculine, al-maksur is masculine. Al-kursi has al-flam, al-maksur has al-flam. Al-kursi is with dhamma, marfoon. Al-maksur is marfoon with dhamma. Where's the broken chair? Huwa هناك. هناك. هو هناك. What does it mean? It is over there. What is over there? The broken chair. The chair is masculine, so هو is masculine. طيب. طيب. Okay. So this is the second part of lesson number 9. And alhamdulillah, we have enough time to finish all the exercises. All the exercises. It's only how many exercises? Only 3. Only 3 exercises. All right? So, let's see if we can do it. If we can race against the clock. Huh? Some people look tired. هو تعبان. يحتاج إلى النوم والراحة. لأنه كان اليوم ذهب إلى الملعب وكان يلعب كرة السلة. ولذلك هو جاء إلى الدرس وهو تعبان. Huh? What do you say, Ahmed? طيب لا بس لا بس. We're gonna make it, inshallah. We're gonna make it. We're not gonna do all of it. We're gonna do a little bit, okay? We'll do the first exercise, and then you could do for homework the second and third one, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى. All right?
Okay, let's do the first exercise. Iqra waqtub. Okay, who take the first one? Read and write. Ahmed. Let's try to focus for a few more minutes. That's all. Just a few more minutes.
الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى والطبيب القديم في المستوصف.
نعم. طيب, he said الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى في المستشفى. Why does مستشفى not take كسرة here? Because it's from those nouns that end with alif. Alif maksura. So it can't take kasra. Even though it's fi. Al mustashfa. Okay? Al talibu al jadidu fi al mustashfa. Wa tabibu al qadimu. Al qadimu fil mustawsaf. Fil mustawsafi. What does it mean? الطبيب الجديد. الطبيب الجديد first. The new doctor في المستشفى. Is in the hospital. والطبيب القديم. And the old doctor في المستوصف. Is in the clinic or small hospital. مستوصف. نعم. Number two. القلم المقصور على المكتب. القلم المقصور على المكتب. What does it mean? القلم والمكسور. The broken pen is على on المكتب. On the desk or the table. Number three, ثلاثة. المروحة. What is المروحة? The fan. That's the مروحة. المروحة الجديدة. The new fan. في is in what? الغرفة الكبيرة. What is الغرفة الكبيرة? The large room or the big room. The new fan is in the big room. نعم. هذه مروحة قديمة. هذه مروحة قديمة. How long has it been here? Long time. That fan there. Long time, right? That's مروحة قديمة جدا. Very old. But it still works though, الحمد لله. نعم. طيب, المروحة الجديدة في الغرفة الكبيرة. The new fan is in the large or big room. Number four. اللغة العربية سهلة. سهلة. What does it mean? Arabic language is easy. I'm sure there's somebody sitting here saying, not to me. Number five. He said, yeah, right. نعم, right. طيب, الولد الطويل. What does it mean? The tall boy. الذي هو خرج من الفصل الآن. When I was in the room, the classroom just now. هو طالب من الهندي. He is a student from India. Page 52. Next page, top of the page, number 6. Anna في المدرسة الثانوية. Anna في المدرسة الثانوية. What does it mean? I am in secondary school or
college.
What do we call it here in New York? High school. نعم. Literally secondary school. الثانوية is from ثاني. ثاني. الأول والثاني. الثاني is the second, right? ثانوي secondary. أنا في المدرسة تي في المدرسة تي حرف جار مجرور. الثانوية تي. الثانوية is a not describing what kind of مدرسة. So مدرسة is feminine. الثانوية is feminine. المدرسة is ألف لام, has ألف لام is definite. الثانوية has ألف لام. المدرسة has كسرة, it's مجرور. So الثانوية has to have كسرة, مجرور. Number 7. ذهب الرجل الفقير إلى الوزير. What does ذهب mean? He went. الرجل الفقير means what? The poor man went إلى الوزير. To the minister. The minister of the church?
No.
The minister of finance. minister of the state, a guy who has some power and maybe probably some money. That's why the poor man went to him, right? Need some cash. Five, number eight. Jalasat talibu al jadidu khalfa hamidin. Jalasa means what? He sat. How do you say he stood? Qama. Or waqafa. Naam, we didn't have qama, we had waqafa. طيب جلس الطالب الجديد meaning the new student sat, where did he sit? خلف حامد, behind حامد. Remember خلف and أمام, the word after always has to be مجرور وكسرة. Number 9, السكين الكبير حاد جدا, حاد والشد on the del. Hadun. What does hadun mean?
Sharp.
Jidda means?
Very
sharp. As-sakinu al-kabiru, the big knife is? Hadun jiddan. It's very sharp. Number 10. Man hadha al-waladu al-saghiru. Who is this small boy? Al-walad al-saghir. Al-walad is alif lam, al-saghir alif lam. Al-walad with dhamma marfu'un, al-saghiru with dhamma مرفوع الولد masculine الصغير masculine. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. هو الجديدي. هو ابن المدرس الجديدي. He is the ابن son of the new teacher. Okay, we're going to stop here, but I'm just going to explain to you the exercise. The third exercise is إقرأ. You know what that means. The second exercise is إملا. Means what?
Test.
No. إملا means, yeah, imla as a noun, but this is not a noun, this is a verb. Imla means what? It means fill in. Fill in. Fill in. Fi al-farag, in the blanks. Blank, empty spaces. Fi ma, in what? Yali, follows. Bin na'ati, with a na'at. Adjective. Alladhi, which is baina, between. قوسين, between the two brackets. بعد تحليته, after adding to it alif lam, after adding to that not alif lam, عند اللزوم, whenever it is necessary. Meaning, they want you to fill in the blank spaces, and what follows with the not, the particular knot that they've given you between the qawsain, between the, what do you call those things? Brackets? Between the brackets. That's what I call them, but I thought it was another word for it. I couldn't think of it.
Parenthesis?
Parenthesis. Tayyib. I was trying to think of that, but brackets came to my name, my mind. Okay, fill in the blank spaces and what follows with the knot which is between the parenthesis. After attaching to it alif lam, عند اللزوم, whenever necessary. That means sometimes you're going to use this not with alif lam if it's necessary, and sometimes you're going to use it without alif lam if it's not necessary. So don't put alif lam on that not every time. When are you going to put it? When it's necessary. When is it going to be necessary? When the man'ut is definite. If the man'ut is not definite, don't use alif lam on the not. But if the man'ut is definite, then it's necessary. And al-luzum means and al-lazim. And lazim means necessary, mandatory. And lazim and nusalli salatul asr. Huh? That means what? It's necessary that we pray salatul asr. The end of salatul asr, salatul wusta. Because salatul asr is the middle prayer. It's very important prayer. The middle prayer, salatul wusta. Now, if you let it get away from you, it's worse than if you lose all of your property and your family. So we can't lose it. Now, in the luzum. Okay, so that's the second exercise. Third exercise is just a reading exercise, paying attention to alladhi. And at the end of the lesson, there's a box that says man'ut and not. And just showing you the rule that we had in this lesson. Then you have the new words at the end of the lesson. And this is where we're going to stop, inshallah. Next week, somebody remind us, we have to do exercise number 2 and 3. And then we're going to go on to lesson 10. So for homework, write out the exercise we did in class today. up until where we stopped right now, and then do on your own the rest of the exercises for this lesson, and then start reading the grammatical points, the key and the vocabulary for lesson number 10. You don't have to do any exercise for lesson number 10, but read the key and read the dialogue. And read the dialogue so that when we start class next week, we're going to finish these two exercises and we're going to go into lesson 10. At least you have it in your mind, you'll be familiar with it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now.